Okay, Chevra, I want to begin Siman Sadi Beis with you. In order to understand Siman Sadi Beis, obviously we need to do a piece of Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches, and then try to just unpackage some of the dinim that appear on this sugya. Gemara Daf Kuf Ches, the Mishnah Kuf Ches speaks about when a tipas chalav falls on a piece of basar, that's going to be more se'if beis and following. But in Kuf Ches, se'if aleph, we pick up on the statement of Rav, which is on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. So in Sadi Beis Sefav, we pick up a statement of Rav on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, that when you have a kezayis basar, shenafal atoch yorosho chalav, so basar is usar, v'cholav is mutar. Right? I have a piece of meat that falls into a large vat of milk. So in that case, the meat is usar. Apparently, the meat absorbs the cholav, and the meat becomes treif. But the rest of the cholav is going to be mutar. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara is speaking about a kezayis of cholav. The Taz over here notes that even if it's pachais, Mikazayis, the din is fairly obvious that it would still be the same, that the basar is usar and the cholav is mutar. Now the Gemara is bothered by the kasha, that why is the cholav mutar? I should assume that the basar absorbed some cholav, right? The basar falls into the cholav, so some cholav goes into the basar, so we know the basar is treif. But once the basar absorbs cholav, so then that basar is going to shoot chalav back out, and therefore I now have treif chalav that's mixed with kasher chalav. So the Gemara asks, if you hold that efshar l'seichtoi is aser, why is the chalav mutter? We should say it's chalav nevela. Right? The Gemara asks that the piece of basar absorbed chalav. Memela, there's some treif chalav in that piece of basar, and that treif chalav goes out, and the treif chalav that goes out mixes with the rest of the chalav in the vat, and therefore I should assume that it is chalav nevela, and chalav nevela should answer the rest of the chalav if I hold that min b'minai is lo batal. And we know that according to Rashi's approach, we paskin that min b'mino is lo batal. That's the Gemara's kasha. So first the Gemara suggests that basar becomes usar in basar b'cholav. B'cholav never becomes usar. Right? G'di usar toira v'lo cholav. That's kind of a wild and crazy idea when you think about it. The Gemara seems to be saying, lo tevashel g'di b'chalev himo, that the meat becomes usar, but the cholav never becomes usar. The Gemara rejects that because if I have a case of a chatzizayis basar and a chatzizayis cholav, so mitzdarif b'hade hadodi, which means that the cholav also becomes usar. Rather, the Gemara answers that the reason why the cholav that was absorbed in this piece of basar doesn't become problematic is because it fell into a yorir osachas, and mivla bola miflet lo palat. The halacha is, or the mitzias is, I would say, according to this Gemara, that when the pot is mamish boiling, and boiling for these purposes means that it's mala avabuos, it is bubbling really high, so we assume that mivla bola miflet lo palat, it's not going to be pilate. Directly, Gemara shouldn't be pilot later on. Kihadar Naich. The Gemara answers Kishakadam Vesilko, that the case is that you removed the piece before it stops boiling. So the Gemara's answer is that the chalav does not come out to answer the rest of the chalav because it is boiling. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi over here comments, and Rashi's Lashon is somewhat unclear, but Rashi writes, Koz man she'eino nachmir sichosav, eino polate, it's not polate at all. It can absorb. So therefore, the piece of meat absorbs cholav immediately, no? But it won't shoot back out because it's not nachmir sichosav. That would mean l'cha'ayra, that if I have a boiling pot of milk, and meat falls into it, I should not require any din of te'imas kfeila on the milk. Remember, a goy has the ability to distinguish with his taste buds between min and she'eno mino. So the goy could taste when there is basar in chalav. The goy can't taste when it's min b'mino, because, like Jews, goyim also aren't able to taste the difference between chalav tameh and chalav tahar, right? It tastes the same. Question. While the pot is boiling, if I take that piece of meat out, do I need a kfeila to taste the piece? Do I need a kfeila to taste the milk that's in the boiling pot? They need a kfeila to taste it to see whether some meat was injected into the pot. The pashtus in the Gemara is that miflat loy polet, meaning we have epis amitzias, that we know it's not polate any time at all, any ta'am at all, and it should be mutter entirely. Heter, 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 gamur, nothing to talk about. Nachon? Mivla bala, miflit lo pala. There is a discussion over here in the Prima Godim about whether we try to do a kfeila anyway, just for fun. We saw already in Sadi Ches, in the Shach Se'if Katin Dalet, that even in a situation where I know I have Shishem, I should try to do a Te'imas Kfeila, because what the heck, you can do it, you may as well do it. But you get the impression that Kol Zman Shalom Nachmir Sichosav, nothing is going to be polite. Now, there is, however, a discussion in Rishonim. We'll put Rashi aside for a second. Rashi's Lashon is enopolate. But in the Taisvis, there is a discussion, what does it mean, mivla bola, miflet lo polet? Taisus asks a kasha, like a mitzias kasha, which is kind of funny, that davar hanira le'inayim, that it's polet, no? That we could see that it was polet. That echveis, you put some vegetables in the pot, and the pot is boiling, so you see that the water becomes green from the celery, even while the pot is boiling. You get an impression from Tosfos that he's dealing with blios in a mitziyastika way rather than a metaphysical way. No? Tosfos is saying that you could see blios. No? Kol amroim mesakolos. Right? That you could see the blios. That's what Tosfos is assuming. I don't know. I mean, Mehecha Tesi, that time, you get an impression that Tos is assuming that Tam and Mamoshos are one and the same. And if the water looks like celery, there's some of this Tam of celery in it, no? Tos Kasha is Dover Hanirela Inayim de Polit, no? It's Mishtana Maris Hamayim in Hayarek. The fact that looks different. Why does Tosis not say that we taste the water right away? Right? You taste the boiling water. Hey, it's probably possible to taste boiling water somehow, no?
Burn your tongue.
What?
You'll burn your tongue.
You'll burn your tongue. You know what? You figure it out. You
can take the vegetable out.
I'll say it like this. The fact that Tosfos says that I see the Mara Hamayim and it's different, that indicates that the Tam is different also, indicates that Tosfos is following the approach that Tam and Mara are connected. Nachon? Okay, so Tais asks the kasha, it's nirela inayim, that even a boiling pot gives off tam. So Tais answers that the Rashbam says that miflat lo polet means ad shehu sava milavloya. You can give off tam while it's boiling, but you can only give off tam once it stopped absorbing. Apparently there's some marking point, there's some time, at least, when I know that, oh, Bliya has stopped, and now Plata begins. No? By the way, we have a very similar concept in the Gemara, in the Masechta earlier, like on Daf Ches, that if I shecht with a sack in Shalavai Dezara, no? So the Gemara says that Aidi that Torid Lemiflat, that the dam is coming out, it's not going to absorb at that moment, no? Right? So that's a similar idea, that while it is absorbing, it's not going to be polite, and according to the Rashbam, there's some time threshold of that, and therefore the Rashbam says, halacha l'maisa, that when I kasher a keli, I have to leave the keli in the mei ha-hachshara for a certain amount of time.
Who says that? I'm sorry.
The Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel. Okay, I have to leave the keli in the mei ha-hachshara because kol zman the keli is absorbing mayim, it won't be polite the tarfis. You have to leave it in there for a certain amount of time. How much time it is, no one has the foggiest idea, but that's what the Rashbam says. Rabbeinu Tam does not like what his brother said. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Can you imagine the zuchus that the father had, Rabbeinu Meir, no? He has two children, like the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Not bad, no? Not bad. So the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that when we say Mivla Bola, Miflat Loi Polit, it means that it won't be poilate what it was just boleya. Meaning, if I have a piece of meat, that the meat absorbed cholov, so the cholov that just came into that meat won't go out again until it stops boiling. But the meat itself will be poilate its meatiness, right? Toich, what's it called? The meat itself will be boiling its meatiness even while it's still boiling. That would mean that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, when the pot is still boiling, I should have to have a kvela taste the milk to see that basar didn't come out, no? According to the Rashbam, it means it's not boiling anything. And I thought that Rashi Locha Oira holds more like the Rashbam. Right, cause man shenol nach mercy chosav enol polite. I thought Rashi is saying categorically like the Rashbam, but Rabbeinu Tam says you are polite some of yourself right at the beginning. You're just not going to be polite that which you just absorbed. The pashtus in the mechaber is that the mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rashbam. Correct? The mechaber writes. Right? The issue is it poilate the cholav that he just absorbed? That's Rabbeinu Tam Lashon, not Rashbam Lashon. Correct? Look at the Gra. Elijah Kramer Vilna. The Gra writes in Ostalid, Dahainu Kodem Shanasna, Kodem Shetanua Chayor Miriticha, the Gon says, Kirashi Shom. Right, so the Gon is already telling us a chiddush, that the Gon is saying that Rashi agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, Hagam, that I could have learned Rashi, and in fact I did learn Rashi, more like the Rashbam than like the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, I don't know why the Gon says that, but I do know that the Gon said it. Okay, now. The Prima Godim over here points out that in his opinion the Rambam has a third shita. You see, again, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you are polite, the basar is polite basar, right when it fell in, but it's not polite the cholo that it absorbed until shatanuach mirisichasa. According to the Rashbam, the zman at hand is not the zman of tanuach mirisichasa. This man at hand is this man of Sova Milavloa, right? And the Rashbam, though, is not mechalik between being polite itself and being polite what it absorbed. They both happen at the same time, but the critical Zman for the Rabbeinu, for the Rashbam, is this man of Sova Milavloa. The Prima Godem understands that the Rambam says that you are not polite what you just absorbed until this man of Sava Milavloya, which is like Tziruf Hashitos, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. For our purposes, it doesn't really matter much because we have no idea how long Sava Miliv Laya is. Just don't know. Okay. Now, there are a few points to make in this sugya, just very very briefly. Effectively, what this Gemara is saying, and what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, which is I have to be mevatel two different things. I have to be mevatel the basar that goes into the cholam. I also have to be mevatel the cholam that went into the basar and then came back out. When it comes to being mevatel the basar that went into the cholam, so then ti'imas kfeila will help. When it comes to being mevatel the cholam that was absorbed by the basar and was shot back out, so ti'imas kfeila won't help, and then I always require shishim. Now, for Ashkenazim, ti'imas kfeila never helps. And therefore, for Ashkenazim, you always need shishim no matter what. Right? But do I need shishim when it is still boiling? Would be totally in the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Right? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, l'cha'ora, you would still need shishim for Ashkenazim, because since it is pilate to some of the essence of the basar immediately, right? See, if I take it out right away, it would be a problem. This brings us to the Piskei Tshuva that we saw in Kuf Hei Ches Star, where the Piskei Tshuva quoted from the Chamudei Daniel that it's Eino Nesar Teikof Umiyad Umsilek Miyad, and things don't become usher right away. No. That right, we said that like the diuk of the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, let's say, is that Bishul takes a certain amount of time. There's a process according to Balei HaTosfos. And that's why Kli Sheni, since the Defanos are Mekareros, or not Mechamamos at least, right, so it's not going to be there long enough to create an Isser. Nachon? And the Chamudei Daniel, picking up on that, says, oh, well, you see that Bishul is a time, it's a process, and things don't become usser immediately. Aval, according to Simin Tzadi Beis Seif Aleph, we get the impression, at least for the Rabbeinu Tam, that things do become usser immediately. The Pleita is happening right away. Good? Now, hold on to the Chamudei Daniel, because the Chamudei Daniel will have Mashma'os from Seif Beis, which we'll encounter tomorrow, Mirza Hashem. But for Se'if Aleph, I get the impression that it's not relevant. The issue that comes up over here is within Ashkenazim, who say that we don't use Te'imas Kfeila, so there are times that Te'ima does help. If it's Te'imas Yehudi, the Ha'ora, it will help. That's like what we saw earlier in Sadi Ches against the Levush. And the Primogodim here, Mishpat Os Aleph, says that Te'imas Yisrael would help, like in the case of Nedarim and the like, that the Te'ima of Yisrael will also help over there. What about Te'imas Yisrael when the Jew ate it, b'diyeved, or didn't notice, no? Let's say you have a yid, right? Either the Jew eats treif, right? There are unfortunately certain people like that, or you have a Jew who, so you could say if the Jew eats treif, he has no nemonas. Let's say you have a Jew, an erlich yid, and he goes to the restaurant, and they give him some food, some cholov, and he drinks it. And then afterwards, you say, oh, by the way, you know, there was basaf onto the cholov. She said, basar fell to the cholov, really? I drank it. It didn't taste any different. It tastes like kvadika milk. So what would happen in that case? So the pashtus is that we'd apply a principle, milsa de lo ramya alei de inish, ovid v'lai adaite, right? That because you don't know, so therefore you'll say that there's no basar taste, even though, right, there may have been. That's already interesting. Because when it comes to Nachrim, Dafka, we're trying to do it in a situation where they don't, right? So it's already, Right, it's already interesting. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan somewhere over here, he quotes from Reb Kiva Eger. I have to find the Sif Katan. He quotes from Reb Kiva Eger. That Te'imas Yisrael won't help in the Bidiyeved situation. Okay. Oh, here. It's in the Be'urim on page 144. B'mikra Shatamo Yisrael Kilo Yoda Shanafobo HaBasar. Right? And he says that doesn't taste like anything. So, so Reb Kiva Eger assumes that does help. But Reb Yitzchak Shmelke says that you don't rely on him because it's Musa de lo Ramulei de Inish. That's already interesting because in the Goy case, I think, Dafka, we will rely on you because it's lo Ramulei to a certain extent. Reb Vaiva also raises the issue here that how am I allowed to give the milk to the Goy to taste it? If I'm a Sfaradi, I give the milk to a Goy to taste it. Don't I have to worry that it's usur b'hanocha? And then if I give the guy some milk to drink, I'm going to receive undeserved gratitude, right? The guy thinks I'm giving him a gift. But really, I don't deserve the gratitude because I'm only giving the guy something that's usur b'hanocha. So you don't thank me when I give you something that's usur b'hanocha. And if it's usur b'hanocha and the guy is going to be grateful that I gave it to him, so then I'm getting some hanocha from a dove that's usur b'hanocha. Right? So that's already an interesting kasha to think about. That kasha, I think, is relevant for like any time that you deal with te'imas kfeila. Don't get be chayshish. At least te'imas kfeila by v'asa b'chov. You have to be chayshish. That's also b'handa'ah. So he says something about how he quotes this from Mitzvah that Arugas Habosim, and he says that we leave the tafsho achez kasei. We leave the... we assume that it didn't change its status. We assume that the milk didn't change its time of milk, and if I could, shtel on the chazaka insofar as it's not being usur behana'a. That's his suggestion. Again, I think that is already interesting. Mr. Rosenzweig.
Could you also say that, we talked about in the past about whether there's chatzi shir for hana'a?
Chatzi shir for hana'a. But over here, there's a full shir. It's a... Kizayis Basar Shinafel Tochi Yerushalchav. There's a full shir.
You don't have to give the guy
I give the guy some of it.
Yeah.
But then I have the other issue that we'll speak about in Sadi Vav. Do I have to be choishish that maybe the piece of meat didn't evenly refuse its milkiness? And maybe this side...
All right? So you can never accomplish
that. But you're saying I can never... No, but by liquids I could accomplish. I just said it backwards, right? You're saying that by the liquid, by liquid we assume it diffuses no matter what. So you don't assume that one part of it received more time bus than the other parts. And what's your kasha? Your kasha is...
My kasha is that shouldn't be a problem for Spartan to give for Tima for Tanakri because there's less than Kizayas.
If it's less than a Kizayas, so then maybe... That's already interesting. Don't know.
Some people say Tila is Chati Shir no matter what.
Okay.
But that's what we spoke about in that Tshuva of the Rivash, right? Yeah.
But does it matter?
It's Chati Shir, Tima without swallowing.
Right.
But over here we're dealing with Tima that you have to swallow it, like the Taz said. Yeah.
But does it matter even if it is a Chati Shir of the... Isser Hana, the goy is still your isser isn't that the goy is eating it.
My isser is that I'm getting benefit from the goy thinking.
Right, so the goy might be benefit.
That's interesting, and that's right.
No matter how much you eat,
maybe. I mean, there's a lot to be mefalpa about. Let's be mefalpa one other nakuda here. The goy tastes the milk, according to the Sfaradim. To find out maybe the milk has a little bit of tam basar in it. The meat, we assume, is for sure usar, no? Shteit nisht anywhere that the guy tastes the meat to see if the meat has the tam cholav in it. Why not? So if you look in the Bade Hashulchan in Sif Kotin Sif Kotin Ches, that we don't trust the guy to taste the meat because Mistoma Yesh Bo Tam Cholov Kevan Shehu Rak Hizayis V'Nafal Yori Gedola. And if the guy says that there's no Tam Cholov, we'll say that the guy is Meshaker B'Hagadaso. So this is interesting. In other words, these two things seem to be going in the same direction, which is that we trust Te'imas Kfela in certain in-between cases, but we don't trust Te'imas Kfela when I pretty much know what the status is, right? So when it comes to the meat, I don't trust Te'imas Kfela to say that the meat doesn't have Cholov in it. And when it comes to the milk, I don't really trust I don't aser Te'imas Kfela because it's a cheskas heter, right? This is more like what the Shach said at the beginning of Tzadi Ches, which the Aruch HaShulchan accepts, that Te'ima, right, is predicated on a certain degree of chazaka beforehand. Right? This is all working in that direction. Oh. Fine, let's kind of get into the sugya a little bit more. When the piece of meat absorbs the cholov, I'm worried that if it's already tanuach mirasi chaso, that the cholov that was absorbed by the meat will shoot back out and will answer the rest of the cholov in the pot. And in fact, v'halacha l'maisa, I need shishim k'neged the cholov in the pot for that reason. Right? Shishim k'neged the cholov that absorbed. First of all, I only need shishim, no? Why don't I worry about the following situation? The meat is in the pot for a while. So I have cholov that keeps on flowing through that meat. So maybe one kezayis of cholov becomes aser, then it leaves. Another kezayis of cholov becomes aser, then it leaves. Another kezayis of cholov becomes aser, then it leaves. Why did I name on that only one kezayis of cholov became aser? That's already an interesting question. Ben Keen, you had a suggestion here?
Well, I saw the Bade HaShulchan on this.
Oh, you saw the Bade HaShulchan on this. What did the Bade HaShulchan say?
He refers us to a Ran citing a Ramban that at least Bishari Surim were not concerns like if, you know, you're going to constantly have liquid flowing in and out of the Chatzichas Nevela, each of which has Tam Nevela in it, because overall, like, the amount of Tam Nevela in each amount of liquid is not enough to osir the entire Tavshil.
Okay.
And it's sort of like, he compares it to Ein Koach B'Nesar.
Ein Koach B'Nesar, okay, Yosef Mikadei Ha'eser, that's
right.
Right, this is all in the Bade HaShulchan, I think, Os Yud Aleph. The Bade HaShulchan is Marach on this question. I thought there are two basic ways to answer. First of all, you have to realize that the concern over here is a concern of Cholov Asering Cholov. That's called Min B'Minay. Min B'Minay Min HaTayres Bato B'Rayv. It's only Midrabon I need Shishim. If that's the case, so I don't really have to worry that, right, so much went through that I'm going to end up with Roiv to really create a problem. Right, because on the level of Dairais, I'm not worried about that. On the level of Drabunan, I'm assuming that Shishim is sufficient. No Saf Al-Kach, I do have ways of dealing with this Sugya based on the general principle of Kama Bottle, no? Now, if I'm worried, well, he does not like that so much. But the Kamakam Batul Psha, I think, would be that any bit of Cholov that comes in is going to be bottled to the rest of the Cholov if there's Shishim Kenegdai. So Memela, over time, every little bit is going to be bottled. Again, I think it's just an easier way of saying the Sugya rather than what we have. Let's go weiter. Cholov, the Basar falls into the Yairi Roisachas of Cholov. So I assume that the basar is usar, and the cholov is going to be mutter when there is shishim kenegdo. It certainly is going to be mutter. If it's lo nach mirasi chaso, it's going to be mutter. These are the dinim that are found in the Gemara and are in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I'm only worried about the chalav going into the meat and coming out of the meat. Let's say, for example, though, I cook... Let's say, for example, I cook some milk in the fleshek pot. So I assume that the contents of flesh that are in the fleshek pot go out, and they are going to be bottled in the milk. Right? If I have shishim keneged in the milk, it's going to be bottled. Why don't I also worry that maybe the pot absorbs milk? That milk goes into the doifnei hakli and becomes treif milk, and then it comes back out. So why am I not worried that I have to be mevata both the tam basar in the pot and also the tam cholav in the pot, or the tam cholav that went into the pot and made it all treif in the pot? So that's what the Trumas Hadashin and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel speaks about at length. And that's a very important thing. The Chavos Das by us basically brings down the kasha, but effectively the answer to this kasha is a svara of mikushar. The svara of mikushar is an idea that all the cholov is somehow connected. So the cholov that's absorbed in the daifnei hakedera is connected to all the cholov in the pot. So therefore I can't say, oh, that cholov became treif, because all the cholov is viewed as one unit. But the cholov that goes into the chatichas basar, I don't say mikushar on. Now that sevara requires a little bit of hesber. Why not? So I assume that it's something like what we have in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, I have a sevara that when I carry a mace on a bed, no? So I assume that the item that is supporting it becomes bottle to the thing itself. No? The pot, in some ways, is like the beer, that's a B-I-E-R, that is carrying the nifter. And it's bottle to the nifter, because it's a necessary utensil to get that nifter out. Similarly, the pot is necessary to keep the cholov in, right? The cholov, without a pot, would just be everywhere. The pot is keeping the cholov in. Because the pot is keeping the cholov in, so all the cholov that's in the doifnei hakedera is by definition connected to the cholov that's in the kedera itself, because it's all viewed the same thing, because the kedera is ki'ilu batal to the cholov, like the beer is batal to the nifter. However, the chatichas basar that's in the kedera is viewed as being entirely separate from the rest of the kedera, and therefore I have to be worried that the cholov goes in and the cholov comes out, and that will create a problem. So that's the svara of mikushar that we want to deal with, and I think this is pretty much all I have to say on Sadi Beis Sefala. But Chaim has a question that might pique my curiosity.
Yes, we'll see. I may be misunderstanding, but when a piece of basar falls into the pot, into the hot pot of milk, and you take out the piece of basar,
the boiling pot of milk,
and the fact that it matters that it's basar b'shisha, doesn't that like indicate that the piece that's in the basar, that if you would have kept it, would have been problematic, is still part of the shishim? It's still part of the unit of the chalav in some way?
Again, you might be talking about a different kasha that I didn't really ask, but again, the basar is in the pot, right? So I need to be mevato the contents of that, the volume of that basar.
Right. So let's say you have exactly shishim.
If I have, oh, so if I have exactly shishim, so this is a, another kasha the Chavis Das asks. Shouldn't I need 61?
Right.
I should need 61 l'cha'ora, because some of the chalav that was in there is treif chalav, right? But the, so, and therefore the treif chalav can't be batel because I only have 59 left. Because one, right, it's like there, you have to calculate. Matter doesn't get destroyed, it just moves, right?
I was assuming not, because the way that it refers to it is that if there's shishim of milk negative the one baksar, if there's shishim negative the baksar, then...
So if shishim negative the baksar, it's going to be okay, but the kasha is, but I don't have shishim anymore, because the meat absorbs some chalav, I only have 59 of chalav that remains, and therefore it should be a problem. But the answer is... Just like we learned Isurim Mevatlam Zeh Es Zeh, so the Basar can Mevatl the Cholav, right? And the Cholav can Mevatl the Basar, and therefore I have 60 Keneged each one of them.
The Barei Shulchan also talks about, like, the Kezias of Cholav that was Niflat wasn't really a full Kezias, it's only going to be 59/60th of a Kezias,
yeah.
Because 1/60th is going to be Nivla, is going to stay in the Basar.
So he does this, that gets like very complicated. I mean, that's a cheshbon that comes up later on in Sadi Dalai when we learn about spoons. We'll talk about those cheshbonis. For now, I think those things will confuse us more than they will add to our understanding. Okay. So, I think the biggest chiddush that I have in this sugya is that Bir Hagra, that Rashi agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Everything else, I think, you can find on the page. I should add, by the way, the kasha of let a guy taste the meat is actually the Rabbi Yonason Abishitz's kasha on the bottom of the page in the Mati Yonason. Okay, Chavra, we should have a good day. Dam and Mincha, and... This ended up being a Chatzi Shir. Someone else asked about Chatzi Shir before. Okay, Yashkoach. We'll pick up from here. I want to work on Sadi Beis Sif Beis, and we'll pick up from there tomorrow, Yitzhak.